So, welcome everybody who is able to hear and can join. My name is Rebecca Schisler-Marshall with Centered Living, and this class today is called Clear the Fear. So, I'm so grateful that you are all able to join, whether you're able to listen or if you're trying to listen on the web. I hope that we are able to get the others in to listen. So why don't we take just a few minutes to find your most comfortable position right now, whether you're sitting or standing or laying down, and just take a few deep breaths. That'll help me ground too. So breathing in. Allow the breath to come all the way into your body, feeling your belly rise and fall. And noticing how the breath feels. And see if you can begin by just see if you can begin by feeling the breath enter all the way down into your toes. Into your legs. All the way up into your body, your pelvis, up into your belly and chest, up through your neck and into your head, just feeling that you can connect with your body. And just take one more long, slow, deep inhalation and exhalation. And come back to being here on this call. So, welcome, welcome again. I'm going to open the lines. I'm going to just do a brief little introduction. But if you have anything, if you're shuffling papers or if you're at work, you can do *6 to mute or unmute yourself, or you can simply mute on your phone. And if I need to, then I can mute lines if for some reason that doesn't work. So again, as I mentioned, my name is Rebecca, and I am a researcher and a teacher and also a yoga and mindfulness meditation instructor and a life coach. And I am here today to talk to you all about fear. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced fear, but I think that it seems to me to be one of the biggest underlying causes of why people either do things or don't do things in their life. And I know from my own experience, it has been a big part of my life that I really began to observe how fear stopped me from doing what I wanted to do or led me to believe that I needed to do other things. So it was a huge stumbling block for me. And I think often, myself included, that I believed that if I felt fear in my body, if I felt my heart beating faster or that feeling of a pit in my stomach, if I was feeling like, oh, this is really big and it's fearful, I thought it meant that I had to stop, like that I shouldn't do whatever it was that I was feeling fearful about. And what I've come to experience is that that's not necessarily true. That you can feel fear, and it can be the fear of diving off the top of a beautiful cliff in Hawaii into these crystalline pure water, or it could be the fear of diving off into a pool of toxic sludge. And the fear that comes with diving off into crystalline water is the kind of fear that we listen to and we get messages from, but we don't necessarily stop doing when it feels that kind of clean or clear fear. And often, fear is very sneaky. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this, but my experience has been that fear is not just that heart racing and anxiety type feelings, but also it can masquerade as busyness or procrastination or even excuses. So I don't know if any of you had noticed that, but I've noticed that even if I'm fearful of something, I won't recognize that I'm afraid of doing something, but that suddenly my life will be too busy to do the thing that really my heart most wants to do. So I think it's helpful sometimes to dig a little deeper and ask ourselves, why am I not doing what I want to do, or why am I doing what I am doing? So today we're going to talk about clearing the fear. At least this has been my experience of how to clear the fear. It's a process that I've gone through for myself that's been really helpful, built on some tools from my experience in yoga and my experience as in a Martha Beck life coach training program, and just in my own life. So we're with clearing the fear, we're not getting rid of the fear. The point is not to actually get rid of it, because fear can be very helpful. It has valuable messages for us. And I think people have a tendency, and myself included, to think, oh, I wish I could get to a point where I was never fearful again. But I think the point is to listen to it, but not be controlled by it. So we're going to talk about clearing the fear today. So before I continue, does anybody have any questions or comments so far? Okay, we'll just keep going then. So what happened was, one day I was actually watching this interview of Tony Robbins, who is, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a life coach, and he was being interviewed by Oprah, and he made the comment that fear is the only thing that ever stops people from doing what they want. And it just was one of those moments. I had been working on several fears in my life that were keeping me from doing what I really wanted to do. And when I heard that, it was like, this is big. This fear thing is really big to a lot of people, and it's keeping all of us from following our heart, from doing what's true to ourselves. And it just felt like maybe if I could share what's been really helpful to me in clearing the fear, that maybe it might then be of service to other people. So I came up with this process that I have been playing around with and trying. And there are 8 steps to it. And the first one is to name the fear. And that first step in naming your fear, sometimes even that can be a little tricky, as I mentioned before, if it's masquerading as something else. So if you have the opportunity, a piece of paper or just a quiet space where you can think right now, what is your biggest fear? What is really keeping you from doing even a small thing in your life, or what is your biggest fear in your life? So take a moment and just jot it down on a piece of paper or a journal, or think about what might be your biggest fear. And if it's not clear to you, that's okay. But you might write down the question and let it sit for a while with you, percolate. You know, sometimes for me, going for a walk in the woods and just thinking like, what am I afraid of? What is the worst possible thing that I can imagine happening? And sometimes we try to avoid those questions, but I have found that just asking myself, what am I afraid of today? Or what am I afraid of right now? Can be extremely helpful. So does everybody have something, or at least have the question written down so they can revisit it later?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you for those of you who are letting me know that I'm not alone on the call. So that was, for me, that was a big first step, was just being able to name it. So the second step, and again, I want to make this as experiential as I can for you. So now that you have that fear of naming it, I want you to, again, get into that place of stillness, as we did at the beginning. And I'm going to ask you to feel your fear. So find a comfortable position. And again, tune in to your breath. Notice where it is in your body. And if it's hard to find your breath, you can even just feel the sensation of breathing at the edge of your nostrils or the rise and fall of your belly. And when you think of the fear, the thing that you are afraid of, the worst thing that could happen to you, or the thing that you're afraid of today, bring that image to mind. And I want you to notice what you feel in your body. And notice where you feel it. Is it in your chest or belly? Or across your back? So breathing in and breathing out, and just noticing where you feel the fear. And if you want to take a moment and write that down, so you've got what your fear is and where you feel it in your body. So for me, I know that my fear tends to reside in my chest and in the pit of my stomach, kind of those two different places. And depending on how severe the fear is, will depend on if they're both activated, if only one's activated. But it tends to be a similar sensation no matter the content. So whether I'm afraid about something at work or in my personal life, or if it's a little thing or a big thing, the sensation can be similar for me. So it's something to pay attention to. It might be a nice cue for when you feel that feeling in your body, it can bring you back to, oh, I must be afraid of something. I wonder what it is. What am I afraid of right now? So noticing that fear in your body and feeling that fear, see if you can go back into, if you've left it, sometimes it's hard to stay, it can be uncomfortable. Imagine that thing that you're afraid of again, and go back into feeling, really feeling the fear, and feeling the sensations in the body. So I'm imagining my fearful situation, and I can feel the tightening in my chest. And now I'm going to ask that part of me, that tightening in my chest, I'm going to listen to it and ask what message my fear has for me. And not just the fear, but the message that my body has to tell me. So what message does it have for you? And just notice what comes up. It can be the first thing. Don't try to overthink it. Sometimes it's the first thing that pops into your head. And sometimes it's an image or a color. And sometimes maybe nothing comes up, and that's okay too. So again, just keep breathing and seeing if you can stay with that feeling, with a feeling in your body, and listening for any messages it may have. Everybody still with me so far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I want you to imagine that feeling in your body. And maybe you can give it, maybe you can picture it or give it a color or a symbol. But if you could describe it in any way, just think about what that may be or write it down. And I want you to see if you can imagine putting your arm around that feeling that's in your body. Or giving it a hug. Or if that feels like too much, maybe even just sitting next to it. And saying, I see you. I hear you. And it's okay to be afraid. So as much as possible, and it may be that you have to kind of inch slowly closer towards it, or it may be that first it's just seeing. Just notice. There's no wrong way to do this. Just notice it. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be scared. And notice if anything happens or anything changes. Or notice if there's resistance. And then you may even ask yourself, how can I support myself right now? How can I support myself right now? And it could be something as simple as, I'm not going to think about this for a little while, or it can be, I'm going to take a walk in the woods, or be extra kind and gentle with myself today. Okay, so there's a lot of steps in that part, that listening part. And just to kind of go through them again, when you're feeling the fear, then you listen to the message. You know, and someone on the chat texted in that their message was trust when it's hardest to trust. Wonderful message. Your message could be something like, go to bed earlier, or don't eat the cookies. I mean, there could be lots of different messages. And then to put your arm around the fear or around that image that you have in your body, that feeling in your body. So I imagine myself putting my arm around that tightness that's in my chest. For me, it's really sitting right next to it with my arm around it and saying, I see you, or I hear you. And it's okay to be scared. And then asking, how can I support myself with this fear? Or how can I support myself right now? So sometimes that peace in itself gives us a lot of information or may shift or change things. And the next step that goes beyond that is to find that belief. And this also is another, it's bigger than it sounds, is to find the belief that's keeping that fear in place and dissolve the belief behind the fear. So one of the best questions for this is to just ask yourself, is it true? Is it absolutely true that I'm afraid I'm going to be a failure? Is it, do I know that to be true? Well, I can't know that I'm going to be a failure. I can't. As far as I can tell, I haven't been able to read the future yet. So thinking about that, what is it that's that fear? So if my fear is I'm afraid I'm going to fail, you know, is that true? Do I know I'm going to fail? No, I don't know it's true. So what does it mean if I did fail, even if I did, what are the beliefs behind that? Well, if I failed, maybe nobody would love me. Or if I failed, maybe it would mean that I would be the laughingstock. So looking at why, using those questions of why is that a problem? Or why might I be worried about that? Why might that bring fear into my life? And there's a whole process around asking questions. Byron Katie is the master at this. She calls it the work. at dissolving the beliefs that lead us to basically dissatisfaction or unhappiness in our life. So if you haven't read her work before, Loving What is a fantastic book at dissolving the belief. But asking yourself, is it true? Is that absolutely true? And then noticing if you have a thought like, oh, I feel, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. You can even just call attention to it and just notice that you're having that thought. And even that can give a great deal of relief in dissolving the fear. Okay. So, and again, it's important when I say dissolve, I don't really mean that the fear, my experience at least so far has been that the fear doesn't go away. It's not that I'm living my life without fear. It's just that I don't have, the fear doesn't have the same grip on me as it used to. I can notice it. I can ask myself, is it true? And then I'll tell you the next step of what comes after. So the next step, this part really comes from my yoga background. So the next step is grounding. So the breathing exercise is one way. But in yoga, the first chakra is the root chakra, the pelvis. And it's the area of actually where fear will block that chakra. And if that's blocked, it's also our sense of self. If that's blocked, then it tends to kind of block the other chakras, the other seven chakras. So if you're not familiar with yoga and the chakras, basically all you need to know for this one is that we're going to ground into our bodies, meaning that we're going to focus on the pelvic area, which is the center in yoga. It's talked about the center of where fear or freedom is. So find your breath again and bring your attention to your pelvis, to your pelvic area. And if you're sitting with your feet on the floor or standing, it may be easy to imagine that as you breathe in, you can breathe in your breath all the way down to your toes, to the bottom of your feet. So take a deep breath and again, find your body, find your feet. And imagine that you can connect as if you were a tree connecting into the earth, either through roots from your feet or from your pelvis area. Or you can imagine a cord connecting yourself into the earth. So the roots, the cord, they're going down, down, deep into the earth. Grounding and allowing you to connect to this strong, stable earth, this strong, stable energy. So grounding allows us to take that energy out of the head and bring it down into the body and into the earth. So hopefully you're feeling connected. Feeling like you have this long cord or roots. And imagine that fear that you felt in your body before. And imagine that you can take that feeling that was in your body, mine was in my chest, and I imagine that tight red ball that was in my chest, that I'm going to actually send it down through the roots that I've created into the ground, and send that fear, the part that I don't need, the part that didn't need, the part that didn't give me any information. I've gotten the information I need. I listened to it. I heard it. And now I'm going to let go of the part I don't need by sending it into the earth. So allowing that energy that was in your body to be absorbed by Mother Earth. Earth is strong and stable enough to hold it all. And it's like a direct connection for you. So send that, what's no longer needed, into the earth. And then the next step, which is simple but not necessarily easy, is to let it go. If you have a hard time imagining it being given up into the earth, you can also imagine offering it to a higher power or the universe, or whatever way you like to think of it. You can offer it up. You can even wrap it up in a nice little package if you like to, but that you offer it up. It's not your responsibility. It's someone else's to take care of that. So release any fear, release any feelings, any shoulds, and come back and notice your body now. Notice if there's anything residual, anything remaining. If there's anything else that you need to send down through the roots to be filtered out by the earth. If there's something that feels like it can't be released, then you can kind of go back to the steps of putting your arm around the fear, noticing it, listening for messages. So the final step is to repeat. It's repeat as needed. Sometimes this can be several times a day or an hour. Sometimes you may find that it's repeating the process for the same fear or for different fears, that different things may come up. And again, just asking, what am I afraid of? Feeling the fear and listening to the fear. And working with what's the underlying belief behind the fear, and connecting with the source, the earth, or a higher power, whatever feels right for you, to offer that fear up, knowing that the greatest good is already been determined. And you can notice what comes up after releasing. Sometimes you say, whew, I'm not afraid of that anymore. I'm glad I figured that out. And then you notice the next fear that may come up. It's kind of like peeling an onion. That's what I've noticed, is that you work through one belief or one fear, and the next one may pop up. It just allows you to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And my experience of that has been expansion and freedom. So my homework for you all, if you're willing to take on the homework, is to practice this, is to practice this process of just even just the process of identifying the fear. I think often we don't do that. To get quiet once a day and notice what comes up and practice listening to the fear, dissolving the fear, releasing the fear, and connecting with something to allow that fear to be handed over or grounding into the earth. So this is something, as I mentioned, that this is something that I've pulled together from different areas. It's something that I've been doing in my own practice, my own daily practice. If you all have questions, I'm happy to answer them, or any comments, please feel free. I think everybody is unmuted unless you've muted yourself. If you need to unmute yourself, it's star 6 to unmute. Anybody have anything they'd like or be willing to share?
I will share.
Yay.
Something that, it took me a long time to sort of even think of like what my biggest fear is. And the initial words I put to it were kind of okay. And then a little while later, I was also thinking about how you were talking about fear could manifest as procrastination. Which I really felt like I identified with, and how it's also connected for me with anxiety, that I'll feel something as anxiety and I feel like I'm procrastinating, but thinking about it in terms of how that's connected to what I'm afraid of, which in my business is like I'm afraid that my business is going to like dry up, that all these custom orders I get that like keep my livelihood going. If I finish all of them, there's not going to be any more. So I'll procrastinate to kind of like string them along until more orders come in. So I feel like I always have this safety net, but it also always makes me feel like I'm never finished, like I'm never in a calm place because there's always these things to do. So it's kind of that like double-edged sword. So letting go of it's sort of interesting, and I felt like more than letting go, I just have to be aware of it. Because in one sense it is a reality. Not that the orders could dry up, because I actually don't think that's, there's no like foundation to that at all. But the reality is that I need these orders to keep coming in order, to like keep paying my bills and like moving forward. So being able to kind of work on a daily basis, and when that starts to come up of procrastination, like why am I feeling anxious? Why am I procrastinating? Is it that I feel like I'm getting close to being caught up, and that I'm just trying to prolong, actually getting finished with a certain project or something? That's sort of interesting.
Yeah, I love what you said about that, because that you just because I know you, I know, so you said, I don't really think it's true, but yet I do, I need these orders to come in. So there's, I would encourage you to look at that belief, right? Because there's some fear in that, that I need these orders to come in. And then you can kind of start to trace it back. Well, why do I need these orders to come in? Well, because I need to have clients to be able to maintain my business. Well, why do I need to have clients to maintain my business? And then you can kind of step it back and back and back to see what, what is it? Because I'll end up a bag lady if I don't have any customers. What's the fear behind that? Because maybe there is something there that that you just haven't seen that. So I love that idea of being aware and just noticing, like, oh, look, I'm procrastinating again. I wonder what's going on with that. What's the belief behind that? Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else or any questions you have about that? I think that's a great example.
Yeah, not right now. I mean, I think it will definitely be interesting to, use the techniques and just watch, on a daily basis, when that feeling comes up. Is it rooted in fear or is it rooted in, I want to watch the TV show that
this right? Because I think there's a difference of there's a difference between procrastinating because you don't want to do something else, and there's something like, you know what, maybe I need to goof off today. Maybe I need space in my life. This is, what do I need to take care of myself, or what can I do to support myself right now? That question, maybe it is watching a television show, right? That we can have that, and tell me where I'm wrong, of course, but we can have that ability. In my experience, of sometimes I do just need to, go outside and sit next to a tree and not do a darn thing, even though I'm, even though I have a deadline or I have something that needs to be done. Maybe that's just where my mind is today. So thank you for being willing to share. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
So I had somebody ask if I could recap the steps. So I'm gonna recap the steps for you. Somebody sent in a little chat message. I listed them as 8 steps. The first one is to name the fear, to name what the fear is, thinking about what your biggest fear is. The second step is to feel the fear. Where do you feel the fear? The next one is to listen. And that has kind of some subcomponents to it. Listening to what message it may have for you, but also listening in the sense of telling your fear, it's okay to be scared, it's okay to be fearful, that you see and hear the fear, and asking, how can I support myself right now? And then the fourth step is to dissolve the fear. And that's where you can ask yourself the question, is it true? And that's Byron Katie's work.
What's the name?
Her name is Byron, Bryon, last name Katie, Katie. Everyone tends to call her Katie, but if you're looking for her book, it's Byron Katie. And the name of the book that I'm familiar with is called Loving What Is.
Thanks.
And she has several, she has a great web page that actually has videos and handouts all for free. So that's four. Step four is dissolving the fear. Five is grounding. So grounding into either grounding into whatever you feel is source for you or grounding into the earth. And in groundedness, we tend to be more solid and stable. The yoga pose for that's really traditional for grounding is something as simple as mountain pose, where you're just standing on your 2 feet equally with your ankles above your feet, your hips above your ankles, your shoulders above your hips, and your spine long and tall so that your crown chakra can connect to the sky and your feet can ground into the earth. And then the next step, the sixth step, is sending down the fear or that image that of fear in your body, sending that into the earth through that connection of cord or roots. And the seventh step is to release it, to let it go. And the last step, the eighth step, is to repeat. Repeat it often. For a while, it was that I was sitting, in my meditation, it was, okay, what's next? I was always walking around saying, what's next? What's the next fear? What am I afraid of? I was really actively asking for the next fear to be shown to me, because for me, it became imperative to my survival that I clear as much fear, or at least become aware of the fears that were there, so that I didn't have to drag it around with me everywhere I was going. Because for a long time, I think that it's really what drove me. That's who was driving the car, and I decided it was my turn. So I also wanted to just mention that if you haven't found my webpage yet, please take a peek. It's www.centeredyou.com, and you can find information about me there, and you can find my blog there. And I am offering now a package of 4 sessions called Clear the Fear, kind of based on this, and just working through identifying, naming, and dissolving the fears and releasing them. So if you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer it. I know we've got a few more minutes before the top of the hour. Anybody else have questions or comments?
Rebecca, this is Erin. I just wanted to thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Erin. I'm so glad you could attend the call and that it finally worked.
Yes.
That you were able to hear.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Wonderful. Anybody else have a question?
I just want to thank you as well. It was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, Anne, thank you so much. I'm glad you could make it too.
I am too. Great.
And Rebecca, this is Shelley. Same thing. That was really wonderful. Great job.
Wow. Oh, I'm so glad. And I do believe, if technology was on my side for this, I do believe this is a recording. And I will make the recording available. If you registered, I will send out an email that will have the link to the recording so that you can download it. And it's my gift to you all. So you'll have that. If for some reason you didn't register and you'd still like the recording, you can connect with me on Facebook, or you can send me an email at rebecca@centeredyou.com. Please feel free to do that. I'm happy to share.
Rebecca, this is Lynn. I am so relaxed. This was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Me too. Well, I had fun. That's my latest thing I've been thinking, is if it's not fun or relaxing, then I don't know if I want to do it. So,
Rebecca, your child loves you.
Thanks. Did I hear other people getting off the phone now? So I'll go ahead and end the call now. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to connect with me or contact me in either on Facebook or by email. I'm happy to do so. So thank you all again for showing up. And I look forward to doing another one of these again soon in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rebecca.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye.